Ooh. The last time I talked to my dad is when I tried to move out of Arizona. But then I was mad because I was stressed out because of school, what happened at home, and like I really didn't like it in Arizona. Well, I don't like it in Arizona. We stay strong through predicaments nobody would stay in, like a whole bunch. And right now, I'm still here, so I'm doing good. And like right now, I want to be a barber, but right now I see myself as a basketball player because right now that's all I do. Me and my dad, when he was around, we had a good relationship. We played sports together. We went on rides and like we went places. Went to like carnivals and like shoe stores. He bought me stuff. He was a good dad until then. My dad and my sister. Because I didn't have my little sister. Well, I did, but like I didn't have my little sister at the moment. Yeah, but my mom, it was me, my dad. It was me, my dad, and my sister. So we grew up in Ohio, Toledo, Ohio. And it was in the ghetto where, so basically, well, I heard he's in barber school, so he's probably in school right now. And he's probably like taking care of my Nana or like just being him probably. I don't know, I haven't talked to him. Well, he's gonna be waiting a long time because I don't feel like talking to him at all until I have the guts to talk to him. So, I mean, yeah, because I don't want to live here no more. But and then I thought of, if he doesn't take care of me now, what would change if I lived there? But I don't want to be in the same predicament as when I was young, so it's all good. No, I haven't really talked to my dad because he really made me mad and like stressed out because he kept talking about how my mom took us away from him. But my mom knows that she took us away because we was in a bad situation with him, so we had left. I really don't communicate with him a lot. I thought about calling him on Father's Day, and I realized he's really not a father anymore because he doesn't take care of me. He doesn't send money. He doesn't call me on my birthday. He doesn't call me on like Christmas and all that. So I really don't even talk to him like no more. We stay strong through predicaments nobody would stay in, like a whole bunch. And right now, I'm still here, so I'm doing good.